somewhere behind us. Chapter 8. Delaney ran from the room, out into the huge foyer, and disappeared around the corner. Veda nodded for the rest of us to go, that she didn't need us to help her take care of Sammy. We chased after Freya and caught up to her, standing in the doorway of a small room off to the left. She had her arms around Abigail.
"What the hell happened?"
Freya asked, hovering over them. Delaney glanced up.
"A tiny bit of overreaction. But look."
Delaney nodded to the room in front of us. It was trashed. What had been a med room was now a heap of torn-up gauze packs, knocked-over cabinets, and strewn instruments. Even the two exam tables were overturned. There wasn't an open spot to step on the tiled floor. The only cupboard not ripped open and knocked over was the one with a rather large padlock on it.
"What the hell happened here?"
I asked, shocked.
"No idea," Delaney said, visibly upset, but still trying to calm Abigail down. "It's okay. We'll get it cleaned up. Why are you crying?"
Abigail looked up at Delaney, tears in her eyes.
"Everything was going so perfect. When I opened the door, I thought maybe someone was in there or something. I don't know."
She broke down again. Delaney handed off to one of the sorority sisters and turned to address the small crowd of girls that had gathered around us, trying to see what was going on.
"Who was the last one in the med room?"
The group of girls looked around at each other, clueless. Then a tall brunette off to the right raised her hand.
"Kasia, what is it?"
Delaney said.
"I'm not sure, but I thought I saw Cammy out of there last night. I'm not sure, though, and I'm not trying to get her in trouble,"
Kasia said quietly, obviously feeling guilty.
"Good, thank you," Delaney replied. "Someone go get Cammy."
Several girls bolted up the nearby stairs. Moments later, they returned with a perky, short, super happy-looking blonde.
"What's up, Delaney?"
Delaney stepped aside and showed the medroom to Cammy.
"Were you in here last night? And before you ask, no, I do not think you did this. But were you in here?"
"Yeah,"
Cammy replied easily.
"It sure didn't look like this when I left."
"Did you see anyone come in after you?"
Delaney questioned on.
"Nope, it was pretty late. Most everyone was in bed,"
Cammy answered. Freya stepped up beside Delaney.
"What did you come in for?"
she asked Cammy.
"Oh, I needed some of that special super strong lotion that we have. You know, the stuff for cracked feet. Gold Bond, I think it's called. My friend's skin was in horrible condition, especially on her arms,"
Cammy reported.
"What friend?"
I blurted, causing everyone to turn and look at me.
"I hate to say I don't know her name. I just met her yesterday, sitting at the coffee shop. She looks so sad. So I went to talk to her and maybe cheer her up a little. She was eyeing the pastries and I offered to get her one, but she refused. Something about her money being gone because of some travel mix-up. I got it for her anyway and she just started crying. She's working through some pretty heavy stuff. It's like serious childhood trauma or something, so I told her..."
"Where did you take it to her?"
Freya interrupted Cammy's rambling.
"Oh, upstairs,"
Cammy replied, with all the innocence of a 5-year-old helping a lost kitten.
"Your friend is here,"
Delaney demanded to know. The looks on all the sorority girls' faces changed to immediate shock. They'd never heard Delaney even the slightest bit upset, and honestly, neither had I. There was a power and authority to it I'd never heard before.
"Well, not anymore. I let her sleep on the extra bed in my room, but she was gone when I got up,"
Cammy whispered. Delaney took a deep breath and let it out slowly.
"Thank you, Cammy. Now get the first aid kit from the bathroom and give it to Sammy. She's in the dining hall, and please get everyone else in there too."
"Absolutely, will do,"
Cammy replied, springing back to her perky self the moment she realized she wasn't in trouble. While Cammy started getting everyone moved to the dining hall, Freya, Delaney, and I stepped into the med room, being very careful that we didn't step on a random needle or scalpel. It surprised me at how much equipment there was.
"Why does a sorority house have what could pass for a clinic?"
I asked.
Because it is used as a clinic sometimes, Delaney replied. During finals weeks, nursing students will intern here to keep anyone with a cold or flu on top of their game. Some girls choose to have doctors come in for their GYN appointments. You name it. We have medical professionals here quite often.
Should we check Cammy's room? Freya asked, looking around at the destruction.
Yeah, Delaney replied, I guess.
Is it common for the girls to bring home stray people?
I asked her.
Nope, Delaney replied. But all they need to do is sign their guests in on a check-in sheet. Of course, no guys allowed over. But Cammy said it was a girl.
Freya walked a couple of feet further into the room. Hey, what is in this locked cabinet?
Delaney looked over. Some of the supplies for the actual professionals. Things like suture kits, lidocaine patches, IVs, sterile instrument packs. Basically anything that should only be used by an actual nurse or doctor.
There are scratches on it, Freya told us, reaching out to point at the area around the lock. Sure enough, a 5-inch area around the handle and padlock was scratched up. Those scratches weren't deep, so it didn't look like a tool of any kind had been used to try to break it open. But something had definitely tried to get in.
What the hell would anyone need out of there? Delaney asked, her frustration mounting.
I don't know, but it's making me want to check out Cammy's room even more, Freya said. What if her little friend did this? Who knows what she did up there?
Cammy said she was gone this morning. I think she would have said if there had been any damage, Delaney replied.
I couldn't stop myself from a quiet snicker. Would Cammy really have noticed? The girl is sweet, but I saw her for 1 minute. I can tell she lives in a cloud with unicorns and rainbows. Delaney rolled her eyes, but she knew I was right, so she just shrugged.
All right.
We left the med room, closed the door behind us, and went upstairs. Cammy's room was the fourth door on the left. I turned the handle, and the door easily swung open. I stepped aside for the girls to go in first. The place was the typical sorority girl room. There were shiny decorations, fashionable clothes strewn haphazardly on a chair, a vanity covered with makeup, and two beds.
And here I thought movies were exaggerated, I quipped.
They do, Delaney snarked. Cammy is just a very light-hearted girl.
I put my hands up in mock defense.
Sorry.
There's nothing out of the ordinary, though,
Delaney said aimlessly, walking through the room. I went to the closet and opened both doors. Surprisingly, the clothes were hung neatly, and too many pairs of shoes were arranged better than anyone I know with OCD could have done it. I closed the doors and went to the vanity. I didn't dare touch anything there, so I started flipping through the clothes on the chair. Again, nothing of interest stood out.
Does anyone else live in here with her?
I asked. She said something about the bed being extra.
No, Delaney answered. She is a senior and opted for a single suite. Funny, because a lot of the other girls end up staying in her room often. They have their own versions of sleepovers.
I looked over to the bed that obviously wasn't Cammy's. While Cammy's bed was piled with elaborately decorated throw pillows, a bedskirt and such, the other bed had a simple comforter and pillow, both slightly mussed up. I turned back around, and my hip hit the vanity, rattling the contents, and knocking various sorts of makeup, mostly tubes, to the ground between Cammy's bed and the vanity.
Shit, my bad.
Delaney started laughing as I bent over to pick up my mini destruction.
I'll be sure to tell Cammy you went through her cosmetics.
I grabbed two tubes, a shiny red one and a matte brown one. Then I saw a circular compact about the size of my palm that had some powder and a mirror next to them. I hadn't remembered knocking it off, but I picked it up anyway. I glanced around to see if that was all that I dropped. Something caught my eye on the floor across from Cammy's bed. I suddenly froze. There were two eyes, wide with fear, staring at me from behind two hands from underneath the extra bed. It took me a good 5 seconds to realize that the eyes were dead. As my shock lifted and my heart slowed enough for me to process what I was seeing, I realized I just found the 9th mystery ship passenger. Her corpse huddled clear back against the wall, explaining why Cammy wouldn't have seen her when she woke up. Had I not leaned down to pick up the makeup I knocked off the vanity, there was a good chance none of us would have found her either. Ladies, I said, speaking very quietly, like I was going to scare the dead body in front of me.
You'll want to take a look under that bed you are standing in front of.
Freya and Delaney both bent down quickly before I had a chance to warn them and found themselves only about 2 feet away from the corpse. Both let out a scream and flung themselves across the room onto Cammy's bed. It was better than watching a cartoon. I had no idea they could move like that.
You could have given us a heads up, Freya yelled at me.
Yeah, sorry about that, I said, getting down on all fours so I could continue to check out the body. The girls joined me on the floor a few moments later, and the three of us just stared. Then I noticed that the fingernails on the corpse were jagged and torn. I think we know who was trying to get into that cabinet last night. I just don't know how anyone didn't hear it, I said.
That's easy, Delaney said. The majority of the rooms in this house are right next to soundproof. It was designed that way so the girls could study next to a room that was blasting music and not have it become a War of the Worlds situation between sisters.
That makes a lot of sense, actually, Freya approved. The three of us stood up, and I pulled my phone out of my pocket. I better get Irving over here.
Is there any way you could ask him to keep the officers he sends to a minimum? I'd like to keep this place out of the papers if possible, Delaney pleaded.
Sure, I replied, knowing that the sorority was a great source of pride for her. As soon as I'd filled Irving in on the last passenger's body, we headed back downstairs. Veda was at the bottom of the staircase, just on her way up.
Find anything? She asked.
You could say that, I laughed, not knowing why exactly. We filled her in on the body upstairs while we stood in the foyer and waited for Irving to show up. Veda wanted to go see it for herself, but Delaney wouldn't let her because, by that time, Cammy had wanted to go up and get something from her room, and we'd had to tell her no as well. The foyer was a flurry of gossiping, worried girls by the time Irving walked through the doors. We directed him upstairs, and Delaney huddled all the girls back in the dining hall to speak with them. She needed to calm them down and decide whether the banquet planned that evening could indeed take place. We stayed until Irving and his crew had the body removed. He stopped by and crossed his arms in that particular way that he did.
Thanks for finding number 9. I can only imagine what would have happened if one of those sorority girls was the one to find her.
Yeah, we probably lucked out there, I chuckled. Any word from the morgue yet?
It's only been a few hours, but I did get a call. The puncture wound on the arm, they all have them, Irving said. They are all in the exact same place, too.
It was like lightning struck my brain.
That was what the lady was after!
Freya, Veda, and Irving just stared at me. Freya put her hands on her hips like she did when she was impatient.
What?
Delaney said the cabinet had sterile equipment and professional-grade medical supplies, right? She also said they keep IV supplies in there. The lady was looking for an IV. Think about it. All the bodies have the same puncture wound in the same place, and that place is exactly where you would put an IV.
I was nearly yelling at them in my excitement.
Within seconds, Irving was on the phone with the coroner, reporting the suspicion so they could check the bodies to see if all the puncture wounds could have been made by IV needles. When he hung up, he slipped his phone back in his pocket and sighed.
They'll let us know.
It's gotta be important somehow, Freya said. What are the chances, though? And what the hell went on in that ship?
The moment she said it, while I listened to Irving talk about how he was anxious for the hazmat crew to get there so he could get on board, I knew there was no way we could.